This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump suggests the impeachment probe is why he did not talk to top lawmakers before Saturday in the raid on Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The president did give a heads up to Russia and other nations with forces in the region, but kept Congress's leaders in the dark.
I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
Schiff also chairs the House Intelligence Committee, which is playing a central role in the impeachment probe. Speaking to reporters this morning, Schiff did not mention the operation, but did knock the White House for trying to keep another witness from testifying in the probe.
We go forward. Now armed with additional evidence of obstruction.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning a vote on Thursday to formalize the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Speaker Pelosi in a letter to House members says the vote's being taken to eliminate any doubt about the process, since the Trump administration is trying to block witnesses and withhold documents. The Constitution doesn't require a vote to begin impeachment, but President Trump says that's why he's not cooperating. The White House also says the evidence gathered so far is irreversibly illegitimate. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is appealing a judge's order that it produce for Congress secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Afghan officials say that Afghan and Pakistani forces engaged in cross-border clashes for a second day on Monday. The latest violence came hours after Pakistani mortar and rocket fire killed three Afghan women in eastern Kunar province. That fighting first broke out Sunday afternoon when Afghan forces and local militiamen tried to stop Pakistani forces from allegedly establishing a military installation along the disputed border. This is VOA News. Firefighters in California battled a new blaze on Monday that broke out near the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, the latest in a series of fires that's burning across the state. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said that the fire on the west side of Los Angeles has grown to 200 hectares since it ignited before dawn Monday and has burned down at least five homes. The areas where some of the city's most expensive homes are located in the fire located and forced thousands to evacuate there. The European Union agreed to a three-month extension to Brexit on Monday. Reuters' David Doyle.
With just 3 days until the United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union, and the EU has agreed to delay Brexit for another 3 months. President of the EU Council, Donald Tusk, announced the flextension, or flexible extension, on Monday, which means Britain could leave earlier than January the 31st, 2020, if its fractious parliament ratifies a divorce deal. This third Brexit postponement also comes with conditions, including a refusal to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement and a green light for the EU's members to meet without Britain to discuss the bloc's future.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Student protesters in Baghdad defied an overnight curfew Monday. Iraqi authorities had ordered people to stay off streets between midnight and 6 a.m. after another day of fierce anti-government demonstrations. At least three more people were killed and more than 100 hurt Monday in clashes between marchers and police who responded with tear gas. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Iraq's military has reinstated a nightly curfew in that country until further notice in an effort to stave off anti-government protests that returned over the weekend with renewed ferocity. The death toll for the month of October stands at about 230 or more. One man said this isn't a protest. It's a revolution. The protests had calmed for about 2 weeks. It began as cries against high unemployment and lack of progress in the country, but as the anger grew, so did its focus. Particular anger is given to politicians seen as pawns in the power play between the United States and Iran.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Hundreds of thousands of Salvadorian nationals living in the United States for more than a decade will not have to return home for at least another year, as the Trump administration is extending their temporary protected status. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele hailed the accord, saying it will give his countrymen in the United States extra time to look for a permanent solution. He promised to keep working side by side with the United States to build a more prosperous El Salvador that is better for everyone. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.